American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 28th day of February 2005. Yes, I still think it's 2005, unless this year goes as rapidly as last year, then we'll be telling you it's 2006, right around May or June. Program airs 4 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and that is Central Time, folks, p.m., in studio with me today, Carl Schwartz, author of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. And as soon as I can find the schedule that somebody stole out of the broadcast room, we'll tell you about the meeting that's taking place at Truth Seekers tomorrow down at Serrano's. And we're very pleased about that. And there's somebody else going to be speaking there. So as soon as we get the information, we'll pass that along to you. Carl, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, John?
Many miles before we sleep, huh?
Yes. In the last 3 weeks and 2 days, I've done 8,800 miles. It's a road trip basically from hell, but it's worth it.
Yeah. You brought in the Lone Star Iconoclast that they made you front page here.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was basically dedicating that whole thing to the ad for the book and also that article. Dean got second billing in that issue right there.
Howard Dean to lead the DNC.
Right.
Even though that paper got in trouble for not backing Bush, I guess the it's Crawford, Texas, folks, the Iconoclast, came out in support of, and wasn't exactly my choice, but came out for John Kerry because Bush was so bad.
I met with Lee on Saturday morning. I drove up there to get 1,200 copies of this paper because we're going to spread this thing all over the United States just as a free issue, let people read what the article's about. And Leon told me that he has been heavily impacted by a loss of advertising revenues because of his stance.
Right.
You've got people in the Crawford, Texas area that, think Bush walks on water. Yeah. He doesn't even walk on oil. He just walks on us. But what we have found, and I told him, I said, I'm going to try to plug you when I'm on the air in front of Truth Seekers. If anybody's got any advertising they want to run, this is a man who stood up for America, and I tell you what, he has gotten hammered because of it.
Well, what he's trying to do with this, and I think it's the right thing to do, he's trying to turn this into a national publication. There aren't enough.
It's actually international before it's national, which is kind of odd.
That's true. I find it's refreshing to me that people that want to take on, what's our national news publications? You go to the paper boxes, you get USA Today. You can get a Wall Street Journal. You can get the major power brokers' publications, but nobody that is willing to step outside of that and do publications and put articles of interest and real facts that people don't get in those controlled arenas.
Yeah. Well, Leon Spence said if he had it to do over, he would do it again. Yeah, he's a man of his principles.
All right, we'll take the break here. In-studio guest today, Carl Schwartz, the book, One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, A Conservative Republican Speaks Out. A lot of interesting stuff, folks, we're going to be talking about this afternoon. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
I can't believe it.
It's amazing.
have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardivite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back. I goofed up, folks. We had a scheduling conflict. D.B. Kidd was scheduled about 3 weeks ago to be on the program today, and we will reschedule her. I've never had D.B. Kidd, I don't think, on the air before. So we're going to reschedule her at a later time. In studio with me today, Carl Schwartz. Carl, there's a lot of things that you're working on right now. You've made a big splash here with you talking about George Bush and uncovering the cabal and all the hidden agenda and the plans for the Bush White House and Mr. Halliburton, the vice president. We have seen the fix come in. We now see his John Ashcroft's replacement for Attorney General.
We see him for what he is, too.
Well, and here's my thought. Does anybody else see this? I mean, we still have people that are running around, as you said, George Bush walks on water. Now, in a lot of people's minds, if they want to go strictly political, they want to play politics, I guess in their mind, a Republican's better than a Democrat. We've suffered through both of the kinds of creatures over a number of the years. We've never had an independent, I don't believe, ever in the White House. But we've had the Republican Party hijacked by the PNAC people, Project for a New American Century. And folks, if you want to understand George Bush, the cabal, and the lies, just simply go back to their own PNAC documents, going back to 1996, Paul Wolfowitz and the gang.
Exactly.
Cooking up this scenario to do exactly what George Bush used September 11, 2001, for the excuse of going in and eliminating the enemies of America.
As recently as 2000, a PNAC document suggested that short of a Pearl Harbor type of catastrophic and catalyzing event, they could not implement what they saw as the desired Middle East policy. And within less than 12 months...
Wait, what exactly is that desired Middle East policy mean?
Let's protect Israel. Let's fight Israel's war for them. Let's go take over the oil before other people take it over. You know, we're all fighting for resources right now. You've got massive growth going on in the PRC, where within 3 to 5 years, they're going to be consuming as much oil as us, even though they don't have as much cars. They do have the economic base, and they also have, you know, they've got about, four times as many people as the United States has?
At least that, yeah. It's well over a billion.
Yeah, I think it's like 1.3 or 4 billion.
Right,
so
right.
They may be closer to 5 times the population. We're pushing 300 million now.
You know, 25, 30, 35, 40 million. Who knows how many of them are illegal.
Right.
That don't have legal status in this country.
Yeah, when I was driving over here from Santa Barbara, I had a meeting in Phoenix, and when I left that meeting, the guy says, watch out for the Mexicans running across the freeway while you're going down through Tucson and on down to Las Cruces. I thought he was joking. We actually saw some of them coming across the road. You know, instead of dodging coyotes and deer, we're dodging
illegals.
Illegals.
Well, do you get the same penalty, though? I mean, if you run over to illegal, than you would a stray deer or a cow?
Probably you don't get it. No, probably not.
Mm. No, I can see some advocacy groups coming out and saying that illegals are being targeted and there's bounties, you know. Hit it with a Ford this week, you get an extra $100 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at this picture you handed me, and this is interesting.
Yeah, we have a plane here. What's the plane? It is a... this is actually off of Jeff Rentz's site. Rents.com, and they have a picture of a twin turboprop plane with all kinds of external orifices on, just made for, well, spraying something. And included in these photographs is a nice interior shot. I don't know if our AWACS even looked that sophisticated, but this puppy's loaded up. This is generally, I guess it would be considered, what, maybe a 12, 15, 16-seat commuter-type plane. But this, the cabin is just filled with an array of electronic equipment, and on the outside, aerosol dispersal units.
Yes, yes. In Chapter 5 of the book, you know, I just showed you before we got on the air, there's 12 firms that were possible sources for where the anthrax came from that was used to attack the United States, and one of those 12 companies that was listed in the Washington Post is Battelle. And here we are sitting here looking at a Battelle airplane that is seems to be ideally rigged for spraying aerosol mist of some sort. Now, if you understand what Battelle does, they're based outside of Columbus. They do biotech and genetic engineering R&D, about $3 billion a year in that type of business. And when they're involved in R&D work, I have a real problem with them having an airplane where they could spray anything out over the human population of this country.
Yeah, it wouldn't seem conducive. Maybe it's just experiments, Carl, to see which way the wind is blowing. But why don't they just contact the chemtrail boys, and they could tell them all about dispersal and weather patterns?
Yeah, well, these may be one of the chemtrail boys, so we don't know yet.
You know, Carl, you know, I'll tell you, and a lot of this is subjective. We don't have the evidence. I had asked you before the program today, because there is a major concern, and this is ongoing. We've got chemtrails over America. We actually have satellite photographs from NOAA that just about the entire overpopulated areas, just about the entire United States on any given day is being sprayed to death.
Yes.
Now, my position on that was that secrets are the hardest things to keep. Especially military secrets, you know, any, ask the Mossad or MI5 or the CIA about that, and I'm sure they'll be happy to tell you absolutely nothing but give you a knowing nod or a wink. But if this chemtrail operation in the United States is being run covertly, it has to be something military or the CIA, because nobody is saying a word. Here it is in plain sight.
I don't think it's Agricultural Department.
No, I wouldn't think so either. I mean, and then people will say, well, we're having more upper respiratory diseases. There's sinus infections. You said you haven't had an infection since when, October?
October. I've been fighting the same sinus infection since October.
Now, have you ever been subject to sinus infections before?
Hardly ever in my life.
Well, down here in Texas, they'll tell you that you're down here long enough, you're going to get the some kind of disease here from the pollen. It doesn't strike you right away, but eventually it does catch up with you and it'll make you mighty sick, but... Yeah, we've seen these chemtrails. We've seen all this. We've read documents on weather experimentations. We've seen Canadians kind of upset that we were doing weather control experiments, and they were basically asking us, you know, to please stop it, but if you've got to do it, please tell us about it.
Right.
You know. What do you... this is scary stuff when I see this. We have photographs. Now, we have photographs from ground to air with many millimeter lenses that gives you a grainy pictures and whatnot, but many of the white-looking jets, ironically, this is a white turboprop plane, but we've had many photographs displaying these funny contrails.
Look like 767 crop dusters.
Basically, yeah, that's about it. But, of course, we can't get any air-to-air photographs because try to get one around one of these, and Donald Rumsfeld probably would order you shot down.
Probably.
So it's a big mystery, and I, for one, don't like to speculate because once you get into the arena of speculation, there are obvious choices. You know, there's not too much of a laundry list here that we can go down, but I don't like talking about stuff that, you know, we can't nail.
Well, the only thing I think about the chemtrails, you know, I've had the people come to me with all these photographs, you know, just like they send them to you. The only thing I think that the chemtrails could possibly be is some form of predisposition spraying. We're seeing all types of autoimmune disorders crop up in this country, like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. And if you add all this up, and you start looking back how many years ago the chemtrails started popping up and people noticing it, and then all of a sudden you have fibromyalgia and these other autoimmune disorders.
Right.
I think somebody's introducing this almost like we're all guinea pigs. We know they're doing it to the military. They're doing it with the anthrax vaccine, you know, known to be deadly. I mean, I wrote about that in Chapter 5 of my book because when I found out what was going on, it literally infuriated me. You know, how could somebody do this to our soldiers and then sit there and pat them on the back and, you know, what a wonderful job they've done. But, oh, by the way, we screwed up the rest of your life while we're at it.
And some accounts put it as high for both Gulf Wars here, as high as 11,000 servicemen dead from direct exposure to DU?
Yes. Or they're dying of things like amyloidosis, which are secondary effects of the anthrax vaccine. I talked to a guy the other day who is retired from the military as a captain. In his platoon, which was 20 people, he is the only survivor. They were all boots on the ground during Desert Storm. They have died of just about every malady that you could possibly dream of that's exotic, war-related, vaccine-related, DU-related.
Now,
they came back from Desert Storm, and they did not realize that, you know, 12, 13 years later, only one of 20 guys is still alive.
A caller had called up in this program last week and asked me whether I could confirm U.S. military dead for Iraq. And I was assuming at that time he was meaning also Afghanistan and the whole campaign over there. You know, the roadmap for peace for Israel. And I said, well, the numbers that I'm seeing right now, there were numbers as high as maybe 900 to 1,000 in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, where do we get a confirmation on that? We can't even ask our own government for the amount of people that are dying in American service uniforms. They won't tell us. What's being downplayed in this whole scenario, you'll see on the news, CNN, Fox, whatever, how many Iraqis have died or their police force that has been taken over by the United States military or whatever the case may be. But the person asked me, well, how many people have died? I said, well, the official account is 3,300 people.
Right.
That's not taking into account Afghanistan, and it certainly does not take into account the people that have died from anthrax shots. And or depleted uranium.
That is true. In fact, one of the people I interviewed for my book when I was developing chapters 5 and 7, they started telling me that as a nurse at Leinsthal, Germany, what they were told to do is if they had a confirmed diagnosis of amyloidosis, which is a lot of people will get that onset within 4 to 6 months of getting the anthrax vaccine, they are told not to put that in the medical record and create a paper trail. If they find confirmed depleted uranium exposure, they are told to take blood, freeze it, and they'll get back in 2 or 3 years to see how that soldier's doing. Our military can't go back 2 or 3 minutes and do anything right. So, you know, what do you think the likelihood is in 2 or 3 years they're going to do something effective for that soldier?
I would say what would be effective, or probably the best case scenario for the military, is that soldier would be dead in 2 to 3 years.
That would probably be their hope.
We'll be right back.
stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-315.
Little humor during the break, folks. In your book, on in chapter 5, page 153, you say we have two exclusive sole source providers, and talking about the anthrax, and conveniently the dog and pony show that was put on for the public. What was the guy's name that they went after? Drained the pond, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, he supposedly worked for U.S. AMRID, you know, at our defense lab, and developed this, and then for some reason went out and attacked the United States.
Just decided to take some home in a lunchbox. He worked at Fort Detrick, Maryland.
Yes.
Decided to go out, and according to the FBI, he was a person of interest, they're saying now.
Oh, yes. And I think he's going to win his lawsuit against them.
Oh, man, did they bake that guy.
And they basically ruined his life for nothing, because he wasn't even remotely a suspect.
Well, you say in your book, regardless of a very short list of his potential for exclusivity and sole source provider for the Bioport and the possibility of eliminating competition from Battelle, we have a picture of one of their fine aircraft here. On the other hand, there is a possible motive for Battelle to try to wedge into the action that could be hugely profitable. We have two exclusive sole source providers under common ownership, Porton and Bioport. Now, Bioport hit the news several years ago with their contaminated anthrax vaccines and other vaccines they were making with mercury in them, which was very bad. And they said, oh, it's no big deal. And the government didn't order those supplies to to be destroyed. What they were basically told was, well, watch it in the future and don't worry about those supplies. You don't have to throw them away.
Right.
We'll buy them up and we'll disperse them. We'll shoot them into people. Now, the Department of Defense, and we have a potential competitor, Battelle, who wants to make anthrax vaccine. Now, ruling out disgruntled workers at U.S. and U.K. facilities or one Canadian facilities, these three firms are the ones that have the most economic gain to be realized due to the anthrax scare and probable policy push by the Bush administration that all Americans need to take the vaccine. Now, remember this, ladies and gentlemen. This is what you're originally sold on Homeland Security, that we have to have a mechanism in this country to deal with smallpox. They ran that one for a while.
Well, there's smallpox, there's
anthrax,
re-engineered flu strains.
Oh, and now the avian flu that it seems to have morphed all unto itself here. We have avian flu that seems to have taken on a more deadly consequence.
Well, I showed you this email that I received today. I had dinner last night with a possible whistleblower involving how they've been re-engineering the avian flu and also the Spanish flu. And what they have done is they've gone back in there and they've put in what is called an L16 blocker or LI6 blocker. This is a chain that goes right into the DNA of this virus.
Right.
That makes it immune from the effects of a vaccine.
Right.
So you could go take a vaccine, and then all of a sudden they pop this on the U.S. population, and your vaccine is not going to do you any good. In fact, your vaccine could even be engineered in such a way to where it would give you a predisposition that once you got the flu, you're a goner. They keep warning us about all these CBW attacks, but the problem is Al-Qaeda is not designing those. This is not Osama bin Laden. There are seven labs that I'm aware of right now that are doing this type of research and development to re-engineer different types of avian flu and also the Spanish flu. For what purpose? You know, why would you want to take a deadly bug and make it even deadlier and then not bother to tell the U.S. public about it? Now, this particular person that I met with was involved in the execution of some of these special projects, very insulated, very pigeonholed. And then all of a sudden we start hearing all these reports of all these epidemiologists, microbiologists, even pharmacologists that are being whacked. You know, there's 52 dead that I'm aware of. There was 47 as of last night, but I found out about five more this morning. I basically think what they're doing is they're creating a situation where they're talking population control. If they can't do it through birth control, they can't do it through war, they can't do it through, German-type genocide, because the American people would wake up, rise up. I think they're trying to do it with something like this that's like an act of God. It would appear to be an act of God, but it's actually an act of man.
Well, in this country, you're right, because we know the global taskmasters here have figured out their magic number is about 300 to 400 million more number-wise, population-wise, than what China has right now. They figured a billion people on the face of the planet is somehow manageable.
Well, they think they have 1,000 years of resources if they do that. I don't know what they intend to do after that 1,000 years.
Maybe they don't plan on the Earth being around after that. Who knows? But, you know, I want to read something here.
We can call it Pax Resource.
Pax Resource.
Yes, Pax Resource.
Well, and George, I want to get into the subject of George and Pooty Poo here in a few minutes, but Putin, I'll tell you what, Putin and George Bush, we have a conflict going on here.
I think it's a personality clash.
You think so?
I think so.
Do you think this is national pole waving going on here? It could be.
Pretty much. I think Putin's making it real clear that he's going to control Russia and he's going to control Russian resources. And we have a lot of American corporations that want to take over Russia resources.
Well, but one of the Russian resources, now they did, and I want to get you to explain. We've got to take a break here in about 40 seconds here, but I want you also to explain this oil deal that happened. And it didn't seem like any of the American news media has ever got this right. Putin saw what was going on, and he took care of the oil deal over in Russia. But
Yukos.
But if you take a look at Iran, the oil contracts, the Russians were already there with the oil contracts, everything else.
The PRC has big oil contracts, too.
Well, isn't that amazing? Yeah. We'll talk about this and many other subjects, folks, when we get back. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to ask a question of my guest today, Mr. Carl Schwartz.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flus, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, is something going on? Well, you be the judge of this. We're going to post this on RBN Live, rbnlive.com. Strange new virus begins outbreak in the United States. Massive military movement of chemical and biological forces reported. Now, of all places, this is coming out of good old Russia. By Sorcha File, as reported to our Russian subscribers, it says Russian intelligence sources are reporting today on a massive movement of transportation equipment from the United States Army Combined Arms Support Command, located in Fort Lee, Virginia, to U.S. military bases in the regions of Missouri and Kansas. The significance of this massive military movement towards Missouri and Kansas cannot be lost upon us, as this military region houses the dreaded U.S. Army military unit known as the Dragon Soldiers, located at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and who use as their emblem the dreaded Dragon's Head, and their military support of the 24th Infantry Division, who are located at Fort Riley, Kansas, and say of themselves that they are America's warfighting center. Now, these dreaded Dragon Soldiers, the story goes on to say, and who are actually a part of the United States Army's 3rd Chemical Brigade, are perhaps the world's best-trained military forces for both chemical and biological attacks. But these massive military movements within the United States of their vast chemical and biological forces, we can only presuppose that an attack upon the United States is about to occur.
It may have already occurred if you read on down the page there.
Yeah. Warnings to the American citizens themselves have been made at many times about this attack occurring, but to no response by their citizens to these warnings have been seen. Are you kidding? Duct tape sales are up dramatically. When I saw Tom Ridge of Homeland Security coming out with his advice, and this is what they do in Israel. It's called visqueen and duct tape. You know, try to make a cocoon inside your house. More surprising about this strange response by the American population has been their lack of preparing themselves against these attacks, even though their own government has gone to great expense to educate them, and I might add, to destroy us also. Now, when the United States National Homeland Security knowledge base has gone so far as to even include the titles of When You Are on the Run and How to Build a Log Cabin in their preparedness warnings, while the Homeland Security Forces has issued this warning, and it goes as follows. Unlike an explosion, a biological attack may or may not be immediately obvious. While it is possible that you will see signs of biological attack, as was sometimes the case with the anthrax mailings, it is perhaps more likely that the local healthcare workers will report a pattern of unusual illness, or there will be a wave of sick people seeking emergency medical attention. You will probably learn of the danger through an emergency radio or TV broadcast, or other some other signal used in your community. You might get a telephone call, or an emergency response worker may come to your door. Now, they go on to say that these reports are also coming at the exact time the United States Centers for Disease Control is reporting for the week of February 24th this dreaded news. During week 7, the World Health Organization and NREVSS laboratories in the United States reported testing 4,452 specimens for influenza viruses, of which 910, or 20.4%, Carl, were positive. Of these, one was the influenza H1N1 virus.
That's exactly the virus we were talking about last night.
And 128 were influenza, that being H3N2 viruses. 594 were influenza A viruses that were not subtyped, and 187 were influenza B viruses.
It's the H1N1 that's problematic. That is what is known as the 1918 Spanish flu. It's the H1N1, and that killed 20 million people worldwide.
Now,
And it's been re-engineered to be even uglier than that.
Now, I don't know the veracity of this report, but I had heard that people were being inoculated with an antidote or an antibiotic or whatever the heck it was. I don't know. Whatever they were doing in 1918. But people that were injected with this stuff were the ones that actually got the Spanish flu and died from it.
Exactly. And what's what they're actually giving the shots for this year is that influenza type B. Last year and this year, they've both been influenza type B, is what they've been given the viruses for.
Now, type B is—I think I've even had type B. That's not the kind that kills you, is it?
No, it's fairly benign. It'll kill very young and elderly
and infirm. Yeah. So we have H1N1 here.
I mean, that's kind of like the Black Plague. I mean, it is a really nasty one.
Well.
Yeah. You know, I made a prediction about an hour ago. I was making a cell phone call, and I said, you know, this may be the crystallizing event. When Americans wake up to facts like this and they understand that somebody's trying to kill their kids and trying to kill their mama, and this is not Al-Qaeda that's out designing this and implementing this. You know, we have planes like this from Battelle. We have labs working on this. I've had a meeting with DARPA where they want us working on counteragents. Not from outside sources. They're worried about what some of these mercenary-type, you know, genetic labs are doing right now to engineer this type stuff.
Well, to engineer it, or has it been engineered? Is that why we have 52 of these bioscientists here that are now dead in the last couple of years?
Well, what they did, it was very compartmentalized research projects. Once they designed their part of it and engineered it, I think they're killing these people off because, one, there's no witness trail.
Right.
Two, nobody knows exactly what it is they changed. And then three, they cannot develop an antidote for it, a vaccine, without really going to the wall trying to figure it out.
Yeah, because it would be the people that created it that would know exactly how it works, and they could do it inhibitors or blockers or whatever needs to be done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's kind of scary. And I mean, the person I met with last night, you know, they're writing a book right now, and I think it's going to read like a Stephen King novel.
Well, there's another report out, The Guardian, United Kingdom paper. A 69-year-old Vietnamese man has become the 14th person known to have died from the bird flu this year. Yesterday's announcement came days after World Health officials warned that the world is overdue for a flu pandemic and urged Western countries to do more to eradicate bird flu, as is regarded as the most likely cause of any global outbreak.
That's kind of like Tommy Thompson when he resigned. He said, "I can't believe they haven't hit the water and food supply yet." He said it three times in his resignation. Like, hello.
Well, I mean, we've heard every scenario cooked up as to put LSD in the municipal water supplies. I don't know about you, but, you know, if somebody slips some LSD into my water supply and all of a sudden I'm hallucinating and I can't drive, I don't see where it's going to kill anybody.
Right.
It goes on to say in the story, the later death occurred in Vietnam's northern Thai Binh province last Wednesday. Pham Van Du, the director of the Provincial Preventative Medicine Center, said the man was admitted on February 19th, suffering from a high fever and breathing difficulties. He later tested positive for H5N1, the virus commonly known as the avian influenza or bird flu. Now, are they in there re-engineering the bird flu?
The avian flu, yes. They're working on that one, too. The avian flu is just a different form of what they call the bird flu. It's just a sub-derivative of what they call the, you know, it's one that comes through the ducks. And now they're trying to get one that'll come through just everyday birds, you know, birds flopping, you know, flying all over the place. And what they're trying to do is make sure that these things can jump from, like, swine to human or bird to human. And that is engineerable. I mean, people have figured out how to do that, and that's scary. It's really scary, especially when you find out that our government is so heavily involved in it.
Well, I mean, Carl, the stories, I don't think there's any thinking adult on the face of this planet that has access to communications, not the controlled kind, that is, but, you know, I don't think there's anybody out there. Everybody knows who sold Saddam Hussein the chemical and biological weapons.
Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah, Rummy himself. You know, we got pictures of this guy shaking hands with him and grinning like that proverbial Cheshire cat. Where do you think, what has to play, first of all, we already know why they'd be doing this. The reason would be twofold. Yeah, population reduction, evidently, killing unborn babies and calling that a choice is a slower route to go. I mean, we've only managed to kill, what, 50 million in this country?
Something like that, yeah.
And it's kind of interesting to watch the news media, especially over the latest go-round here. Oh, who was the guy that supposedly killed his wife and his unborn baby? He's getting sentenced on that deal, but if you notice the press,
Scott Peterson,
but it was an unborn baby.
Yeah.
Not an undelivered fetus. It was an unborn baby. You know, yeah. so much compassion when they want to spin it that way.
Well, it's kind of distraction du jour. They've got us watching Scott and Lacey for what, 16 months?
Oh, and now.
And the world's in meltdown.
Well, and evidently, who was the actor that was in our gang, guy that did Beretta? Well, what was his name?
Alan.
No, not Alan. I'll think of it here in a second. But that case has been going on, but evidently there's something wrong there. It's not juicy enough to steal everybody's attention. But we just did away with Peterson. Now who do we have?
Michael Jackson.
Jacko, that's right. Yes, getting little children drunk and taking advantage of them. Well, what did you expect? I mean, guy that builds an amusement park in your backyard wants to look white. Evidently, you want to talk about self-loathing. I don't think Michael Jackson was ever proud of being black. Otherwise, he would have had himself dye darker, not whiter. But at any rate, that's another. We're off subject here. But we're living in some very perilous times. One of the scenarios that would play into this would be what they wanted all along, Carl. Now, as I said, Homeland Security. Well, we're going to do this on a regional basis. You know, there'll be martial law declared. There'll be stations to go get decontaminated, or to get your preventative shot, or whatever the case.
And just think of all the huge expenditures they'll have to dole out to their friends to deliver these services. That's part of it too. I mean, this is all mind conditioning. It's like TSA. I mean, if you really dig deep on TSA, you can find all kinds of instances where they cannot possibly keep weapons off of a plane. They've snuck guns on planes, bombs on planes, even the little box cutters that they supposedly hijacked the four planes with. But at the same time, I've been hearing reports all over the U.S. about women who were traveling this last Thanksgiving and Christmas getting fondled, not by the females, by the males.
Right.
It's mental conditioning. You know, they want you to stop and kind of accept a lesser lifestyle and everything else. Now, I'm not buying it. You know, I had a choice about 2 or 3 years ago to either, you know, buy off on this stuff or move someplace else or stand and fight. You know, you've seen my decision. I've stood and fought. I don't like where they're taking this government. They're trying, I mean, I even found out last night that the SSRI drugs like Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, those drugs are not designed from their inception to treat depression. They are actually designed to alter your mental patterns to where you are a more docile, sheeple-type person.
Or more specifically, with a lot of those drugs, they weren't designed for children. And some of their own...
Like Ritalin, yes.
Yeah, some of their own studies suggested that maybe even up to 6% of the people that are taking these wonderful drugs go psychotic.
Yes, bad psychotic, or they get very depressed. I know two people who killed themselves when they were taking Prozac. Literally packed everything they had, you know, like a bag, went over to a state line. One of them went to where she was born and killed herself in the hotel. Didn't tell anybody she was going.
And, of course, I mean, folks, and if you don't think Prozac, you may not be on the drug itself. You may not even know anybody that's on the drug. But there's a lot of there's so many people on this drug that it showed up in a Dallas lake,
yes,
in the fish.
Yes, 60. Yeah, well, just from the people throw it in the lake, it gets in the lake, or the water supply, your waste sewage.
And this is
it comes out of your body, winds up in the environment. You know, and yes, fish have been found to have it. Birds have been found. They've even found it in deer. You know, for Christ's sake, you know, drinking from certain water supplies. I mean, this stuff is out there, and it is very profitable for these companies. I read the other about a year ago, there's 68 million Americans have been treated by those type of drugs. And then I find out in that dinner meeting last night, these drugs are not designed to cure depression. They're designed to alter you.
Well, and we were in studio one day, and we had a couple of birds that just decided to fly into our windows for no reason at all. I'm thinking, you know, maybe they're eating Prozac. We got some callers here. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi.
Here in East Tennessee, almost every school in 10 counties was closed for a week for alleged flu epidemic this month. And the TV news has been all year just selling the flu vaccine because not enough people are taking it. They're trying to say there's a shortage. They're begging people to volunteer for it. But I did not see many sick people during that time, so it may have been another experiment. And I did get sick with the flu at that time, but I took doxycycline from Mexico, where it's over the counter, and that treated all my symptoms. That cured all my symptoms of the flu.
Good for you. It's a good thing. Did you take the vaccine?
No, I'll never take another vaccine. Me and my wife both got the Gulf War illness probably from the vaccines.
That is wise. I would continue to do that.
Yeah, we'll never, ever take another vaccine. I'll prosecute somebody for assault and use self-defense techniques if somebody tries to give me a vaccine. Because that's an assault, attempted murder, as far as I'm concerned.
I kind of feel the same way. Just say no to dangerous drugs.
And I do have two questions. Can you list your photographic evidence that an A3 Sky Warrior hit the Pentagon, such as the engine and landing gear?
As far as the landing gear itself, we have not been able to get an ID on, but we do have a pretty good ID on the tire, the wheel, the metal wheel that came off of it. It comes from a single wheel assembly.
Right. It's a one wheel, and a 757 does not have one wheel.
Yeah, they have four wheels, and the diameter of the wheel is much greater than the thickness. What we found there, and we did proportional studies and blew those up and compared it to pixel by pixel, that appears to be a single landing wheel, something like you'd find on an A3 or a carrier-based plane. As far as the engine, we've got some photographs that highly suggest that some of the older version JT8D which is the old 737 engines before they went up to the high bypass fan engines, you know, when they were still using turbojets, have actually been used on some of these A3s. And the reason we think that is the case is the old Allison J33, the 57, and the Pratt & Whitney engines that they used to use on those Sky Warriors have long since reached their ability to even be repaired. I mean, they've got so many hours on them, you can't even put them in a shop and, you know, piece them back together. And they don't make those jet engines anymore, or the components for them. We did find that the one part laying out on the Pentagon lawn is definitely a rotor fan, a fan rotor hub on the front end. You know, it actually has fan blades on it. And the only one that we could find a match on is the JT-8D. Now, nobody saw a 737, and nobody saw the wings and the tails. But the only thing that I'm aware of that could fire a missile, leave a white trail across the ground, you know, 8 feet above the ground, is actually an air-to-ground missile. And I think what they did is fired a missile, and the plane followed it right in.
Well, the Sky Warrior from Hughes has a missile launcher on the nose.
Yeah, hang on 1 second. Yes, we're up against the break here, John. Hold on. We'll take the short break, come back with my in-studio guest today, Carl Schwartz. One-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. And don't forget, tomorrow night at Serrano's down here in Central Texas, folks, right in Austin, you'll be able to hear Carl speak on, well, some of the stuff that we're talking about today, but much, much more. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen.
right, we're back. John, you had a couple of questions for Carl.
Yeah, my second question was about, I don't know if he knows anything about this, but they're announcing that the BTK killer in Kansas was employed as a police officer. He was a cop, with every indication that he was mind-controlled by the letters he was sending out. I was wondering if he'd heard anything about that.
I have been on the road for 3 weeks. I've just gotten bits and pieces of that story. But, you know, that guy's been killing people for a long time up there. And it's no secret to certain people, myself and a lot of people I work with, the CIA has positioned people in almost every police force in this country. You know, they like to stay on top of what's going on inside and outside the U.S. So as far as mind control, yeah, he could be a victim of mind control, but I don't know enough about that particular case.
Well, they're making a big deal that he's the president of his church and, you know, collecting the, passing the money plate around at his church, but they're not talking about the fact that he's a cop, but they'll show a picture of him in his police uniform and badge and his little radio, and but they won't talk about that for some reason.
Yeah. Well, you ask about the A3. If you'll go to John Kaminsky's website, it's the or my website, Carl, K-A-R-L, Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-Z.com.
Okay.
Look at an article called Part 5, Pop Goes the Bush Mythology Bubble, and you'll see a photograph there of the rotor hub with the fan blades attached to it. And there's a gentleman standing there by another much larger jet engine part, which actually is off of a 747. That guy works for a company called Evergreen Air. And if you know anything about it,
it's the CIA airline that replaced Air America.
Exactly. And we actually found the component. We had to go through a lot of content blocking on the web to actually get at the picture. You cannot look for the universal part number on these particular jet engine components or even the wheel components and find it on the web. Somebody has scrubbed the web. So we had to go around that, and it was real easy. We went to search engines, and we came at it from offshore.
Well, that has to be the biggest thing to get the military to wake up, is that the Pentagon was never hit by 757, and they're lying about it. That has to wake up every military officer and enlisted.
Well, a lot of them are in on it, but some of them are not. If you want to see what actually happened at the Pentagon, there is some fresh tape, so to speak, that was taken minutes after these attacks started, and they are actually, this is an interview that was held. There is an officer inside the Pentagon, and they asked him what happened, and he said, "We have reports of an airplane crash on the West Virginia-Kentucky border." As in Flight 77.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was probably shot down or blown up. But I've had some people go into that area of the United States looking for a crash site, and their areas have just been literally, they put up metal gates and locked it off.
Well, I figured the A3 was a contingency plan when the 757, either Flight 93 or whatever, didn't make it to the Pentagon. They had to hit it with something so they would not be throw off suspicion.
Well, that's one part of it. The other part of it is we got a tip. I've had a lot of people come to me because of my stance, being an ecumenical Christian and a Republican, you know, that's basically turned, you know, I'm off the ranch as far as RNC is concerned. But what we found, this tip told me that the integration for UAV work on that particular airplane was done out at what is called the Fort Collins Loveland Airport. I just spent 3 days there doing some intelligence work and basically undercover. And I tell you what, I've seen a lot of regional airports in this country. I've never seen one that's got so many defense contractors based right there.
I'll tell you what, hold on a second, caller. You're obviously, you've been paying attention out there. I want to talk a little bit more about this. Tomorrow's frequency, folks, it changes. Don't tune in to 5070 tomorrow. Tune in to 12160. I know a lot of you are breathing a sigh of relief. Second hour of the National Intel Report will be 99.85 tomorrow. But for today, second hour, I know, here comes the groans, 32.10. Bear with it, folks. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.